Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role. Like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Welcome to the INFJ Whisperer podcast, where I dissect all things INFJ. You are not alone anymore. There are others like you.
Hey everyone! I hope that you guys are doing amazing. You people are doing amazing wherever you are. My name is Boom Shekha and I welcome you to my channel. As always, I'm so grateful that you are listening, subscribing and commenting. I appreciate the support. And if you're interested in supporting me further, you can do that by going to my Ko-fi link or my Patreon link. They're both in the description below. In this one, I wanted to speak to you guys about thinking outside the box for an INFJ. I've shared an image about thinking outside the box, about creativity with the YouTube community a few days ago. And I was interested to see how, you know, different people view creativity and how many INFJs view themselves as not creative. That person is creative, but I'm not creative. You know, my family is creative, but I'm not creative. I'm the only black sheep of the family. I'm not creative at all. Or, you know, other people can do creative things very easily, but it comes very hard to me. And people like that, you know, I hear that a lot, not only from INFJs in general, but from everyone, really. It's one of the things I hear a lot because for some reason, people have assigned the value of creativity to me. Just because I do a lot of maybe creative things that are things that seem creative to other people. You know, I do a lot of videos, I have a podcast, a couple of podcasts, I have a blog, I write a lot, I write fiction. And so all of those things kind of percolate down to people's consciousness and it says, oh, she's a creative person. And so one of the things people always ask me, they're like, how are you so creative? How can I be more creative? I'm not creative at all. How did you become creative? Or I wish I was creative like you. Now, the good thing is that if you can think that you can become creative, that's a great thing. Because most people will say, you know, I'm not creative. I've never been creative. I'm never going to be creative. It's not in my genes. And that's it, right? The reality is creativity is a muscle, just like anything else, right? It has to be a practice. You have to practice every single day with it in order to build your, not only your self-efficacy, but your self-belief that you are a creative person. For example, myself, I didn't believe that I was a creative person for the longest time. I believed that other people were creative, just like you guys, a lot of you guys, and I'm not the creative person. So my mom was very creative, my sister's very creative, but I'm not creative. My brother's very creative, but I'm not creative. My father's very... And so I kind of told myself all of these stories over and over again, not realizing that, first of all, INFJs have a very different kind of creativity, and it takes a long time to get to that creativity. It takes a lot of effort to get that creativity. And most INFJs give up halfway, or not, they don't even bother, because they've been told over and over again that we're very slow with our creativity. I'll give you guys an example that I shared on my Patreon site as well. When I was in high school or university, it doesn't matter. First of all, I hated group projects because everyone else would be able to come up with creative ideas very quickly, and I would just be sitting there still assimilating, still processing the question or the project itself. So for in general, it takes us a long time to process things, right? And that's one of the unfortunate things. That's why we love working alone, is because when we're in a group setting, we're kind of like rushed along by the tempo of the other people, and most other people run at a faster tempo. Now, we can think very fast, but when it comes down to creating new ideas, we need a little bit of time to assimilate it. We need a little bit of time just to sit with it and to let it percolate in our brain and for us to kind of imagine and dream and just assess the situation. And once we have had that time, we're able to come up with many ideas very easily. As you can see, I come up with a new idea for a video every single day. I've been doing that for about 2-3 years now. Now, I didn't start off like that. It took me a long time to get the pump going. In the beginning, it would take me a long time, so I would have to sit down and really think about, oh my God, what am I going to do a video about next? I can't even think of anything. You know, what am I going to talk about? But as time goes on, it becomes easier and easier, not only because you guys are always sending me ideas, which I'm really grateful for, thank you for that, but also because ideas are always just zooming into my head all the time. I literally walk down the street and I get ideas for videos that I want to do. Or sometimes, you know, I'll just sit down, I'll be like, what do I want to talk about today? And an idea will just pop up in my head. Now again, creativity is a muscle. So I've been building this muscle, this particular muscle of doing new videos every single day for a few years now. And so therefore my muscle is very strong. My biceps might not be very strong, but this creative muscle for doing YouTube videos is definitely very strong. And so it comes easier and easier and easier as time goes on. So you have to decide what kind of creativity do you want to manifest in your own life, and then work on it. Work on it for a long time before you're like, all right, cool. Yeah, I think now I'm actually, yeah, I can call myself a creative person in this regard. And creativity in different areas and different fields is different. So I'm not creative in art. I can draw and I can make random abstract art, but I'm not very creative in it. It takes me a long time. And it's very effortful because I haven't practiced at it. Again, creativity perhaps in business, maybe I won't be as creative at business because I haven't practiced at it. I don't know. So creativity, I think, is a very field-specific thing. So you have to practice at the creative idea that you want to work on. I don't really care that much about being a creative artist or a creative musician or anything like that, because that's a different realm and that's a different domain. I'm not interested in that, but I am interested in being creative in this matter, coming up with new ideas and doing videos every single day. And so that's what I practice. So that's what I recommend to you guys as well. First of all, to realize that if you are an INFJ, that you have a different kind of creativity that's a little bit, a lot sometimes, slower than the rest of the populace. So you just have to relax and let it happen at its own pace. Unfortunately, if you are in the school system or university or college, they're going to force you to go at a faster rate, and that's going to make you feel like you're not a creative person. Unfortunately, there's nothing you can do about that. It's just the world that we live in. It forces people to go faster than they actually want to, and if they don't, then they're labeled mentally defective, and that's just the most unfortunate thing. But you're not. You're not mentally defective. You're just, you're on at a different pace. You're in a different physical realm, okay? The other thing is that that's one of the reasons why I always tell people to start their own thing, especially if you're an INFJ. I mean, in general, you should, because freedom from other people or other bosses or things like that is a good thing to have in general. But if you're trying to be creative in a certain field, it's better not to do it as an INFJ around other people. I cannot, and I've told you guys this before, if I'm surrounded by people, I can't do these videos. It's absolutely freaking impossible for me. One or two people maybe that I know that are friends and I know they're not judging me, maybe that's okay. Mostly I don't like that either. I like to do it in a closed room, behind closed doors, talking about things that I love to talk about. When I feel I can guess that no one's listening to me or no one's eavesdropping. Even when I hear there's a door right there, the front door of the small apartment, and if I can hear someone walking past the door, even then I kind of freeze up inside. Now, I've gotten practice now, so even if that happens, I let it go because I'm like, they don't know who I am. I don't know who they are. It's fine. Although I'm sure, you know, people in this building kind of know each other because I've been here for a while, but that's okay. You know, I kind of forget about it. I ignore it. But in general, I find that creativity for an INFJ is a very solitary project. Just like everything else that we do in our lives, mostly everything that we do in our lives, we like to do it in a solitary manner. So I like to do it by myself. It's a solitude thing for me. I want to be by myself. I want to be creative on my own. Yeah, I can go to a cafe and perhaps work with other people. People love to do that for some reason. Extroverts, I should say, love to do that. I'd rather just work by myself. But a lot of my friends ask me, you know, let's go to a cafe and work together. Then I'll just take some projects that are not that important to me and work on those around other people. Because if something is really important to me, like these videos, I want to do it by myself in my space. And I want to do it in a way that I can really be alone and in a slow fashion really make it happen as perfectly as I can make it happen, right? And so I hope that you guys understand, again, that creativity is different in different fields and it's different for different people. And if you're an INFJ, you're probably running at a different pace. And in general, I believe, and I've said this before, every person on this planet is creative in their own way. My father is very creative in business. He can just come up with business ideas like that. I mean, you ask him right now, he's sitting there probably, and he has 16 different business ideas that he could go into. He is very, very, very creative that way. My sister is brilliant at coming up with new ideas for Excel sheets and for writing. She comes up with all these interesting ideas for stories, but really set in these magical realms that I'm just like, wow, how did you come up with that? My brother is very creative. He's an independent film producer, and he's brilliant at coming up with new ideas for films, and he does that, and he makes those films, and he makes it happen. My mother is very, very creative with food and interior design. She is brilliant at setting up a space to be cozy and warm and welcoming, and then coming up with new food ideas to satisfy our grumbling bellies. And so as you can see, each person in my family is creative, but in a different manner. But if you were just looking at it from one lens, that this is what creativity is, if it was music or art or something like that, then none of us would be really creative, right? None of us are very good at music or music creation. None of us are very good at art, but we are creative in our own way, and you probably are as well. So you just have to find your domain and just practice at it and then build your creativity that way. I hope this makes sense. I hope that I was able to explain myself to you. If you have any questions, you can comment below and I shall do another video on it, a follow-up video. And again, if you're interested in supporting me further, you can do that by going to my Patreon or Ko-fi link. The links are in the description below. Again, thank you so much for watching and I shall see you guys the next time around. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening. If you want to put a face to the voice, you can check out my YouTube channel, Boom Shakar. Bye for now.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.